Okay, call to order Board of Works for August 14th. Need approval of the July 24th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. Rainbow Beach is open on weekends now. Not really big crowds with kids back to school. This Saturday, it looks like we may have to not open because of lack of guards. We have a lot of our guards are in different activities at school. We've had a list for about a month for signups, but this Saturday, for some reason, there must be something going on, but Sunday we should be open at normal hours. We go through the end of August. Labor Day weekend is when we'll be closed for good. Four Lakes will be setting up pickleball courts next Wednesday. Gentleman Dick Ledoux will be in town for us to do that. The shelter house should be started by Jones Builders in another week or two. We're working everything out with that for them to get the construction going on that. Leicester Square, 2 weeks ago we had our skate park meeting. It was well attended. Mm-hmm. The mayor was here and some of our city council members, and there was a lot of youth and younger individuals here talking about the skate park. Hunger Skate Park is...
That could be a whole different thing.
That could be a different kind of skate park. The Hunger Skate Park crew is working on designs, and they'll get back with us another month or so. Then we'll have another public meeting with what they have decided, let the kids see, and kind of get an idea where we want to go from there. The fitness equipment came in today. We unloaded it at the at our shop. Mm-hmm. Matt Hendrickson Concrete put in the pad last week in the sidewalk, so things are moving right along. Hopefully we'll get that in within the month. We're waiting for scheduling game time to come in and put the equipment up. Greg Park, we've talked to Michelle Carrico with SIDC, and she's moving along with the grant through DNR. We'll be paying an outside company to come in and do an estimate of the enclosed shelter house. Let's see, this Wednesday we have our board meeting. Friday, August 18th, Liz Romani has contacted us, and we're doing a Kindness Rocks event out at the open shelter house from 5 to 8 p.m. Percolon is giving the rocks. Walmart's giving the paint. It'll be an opportunity for individuals to come out for free and get a rock and paint and put some sort of uplifting message on, and then you can take these and hide throughout the community for someone else to find. I think with everything that's going on in the world right now, this will be a nice event. So that's this Friday from 5 to 8. August 26th, the Horseshoe League has a horseshoe tournament out at Gregg Park that weekend. Also, Vincent's swim team will have a swim meet that day at Rainbow Beach. It'll be the first time that they've used the new pool in that capacity. The 26th also, the Salvation Army will be doing their celebrity obstacle course out at Gregg Park. And then this past week, Will Drews with Purdue Extension, they planted wildflowers over on the Niblack Washington Avenue side in that corner. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting signs up that'll say what's planted there, and we're looking to do that throughout all the parks to put some natural wildflowers in each of the parks.
Great.
So, okay.
So what are you doing here? Asleep.
Next is Police Department.
Dusty Looking, Vincent's Police Department. We recently had a night shoot. It's one of many shoots that we have throughout the year. It's important for us to do a little bit different dynamic with the night shoots, to have our guys adjust to those situations that happen during the nighttime and use of flashlight and that kind of thing. The last of our vehicles is currently being worked on. So we have we saved the admin for last, so all the guys out on the street do have their vehicles equipped, and a few of them are still learning how to work a few of the bells and whistles, especially a couple of the older guys. But they are out and down to about three cars to do in Bloomington. National Night Out was a big success. We think we had about 1,000 people there. Really enjoyed the camaraderie between other agencies that showed up as well. Had a lot of different agencies come in and you know, share with us the opportunity to speak with the public and the kids that came out. Our parking lot recently got resealed. It's something that we should do, I guess, sounds like about every 5 years or so. A problem that we do have and that we're going to have to address one of these days, and the mayor and I have talked about it before, is we have our entryway. The water has washed out some of the ground from under that, and it's caused it to kind of collapse. So although it is very nice looking, and the parking lot is definitely in a lot better shape with the ceiling that we did, eventually we're going to have to look at trying to build up that entryway into the lease lot, because of some of the vehicles will actually drag when they come in and out of the lot and cause problems on the plastic underneath. So promotional testing is upon us again. Every couple years we do our promotional testing. So that is underway. We should have a promotional list around October, mid-October, that will last for another 2 years. There's about 20 people in that process, including myself. Of course, I still test on the merit side in addition to my appointment as chief. The only thing else I had down here is I would recognize Ben Hammond and Ken Lance. They both did their military training here recently. Ben was gone for about 5 weeks in nice, cool Louisiana in the jungle down there. And I'm not sure exactly where Kenny ended up, but it was nice and cool there too. So we appreciate them and them going to their duties there with the military. So that's all I got.
City engineer. Bryce won't be here.
Second, and Niblack's moving along. We got beam set last week. That was kind of dynamic. Brought in pre-stressed concrete beams. Four of them got those set last week. Moving forward with that, storm sewer and the deck will be going on shortly after that. And I've been working on the CC bid documents. Applications were due July 14th, and we're told that at the end of August we'll be notified of our funding. So I'm getting the bid documents ready to go. Probably get the advertisement out in the next couple of weeks. So once we get it, we're ready to roll with deep bids and supporting project.
Okay, no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Lindell Street closure, August 20th.
Hi, Wayne Tolman. I'm representing Christian Campus Fellowship tonight. We do a back-to-school thing for BU students every year, and we've asked for Lindale to be closed, and that's why I'm here. The 100 block of Lindale from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on August the 20th, if we could have that half a block in front of our facility closed, I'd appreciate it.
This is something we do every year. So.
Yep. I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Lindale from 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. on August the 20th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks,
you.
Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Next is Pumpkin Pride banner request.
We were so hoping that Nicole would be here. I mean, come on.
Gary Hackney representing Good Samaritan Foundation, and you are going to have to just put up with me, I guess, this evening. This year will be the third annual Pumpkin Pride Run. It's held at Fox Ridge Nature Park. The proceeds from this worthy event go to a fund in the foundation called the Caring Connection, which are monies that are used to fill the gaps and fit the needs of some people that sometimes fall between the cracks that come to the hospital for services. It's a great event. We invite everybody to come out. We are asking for our banner to be hung beginning on October the 9th, and we'd like to ask it be hung over Hart Street. All insurance certificates have been submitted.
All right. We'll make a motion to approve the hanging of a banner, the 2 weeks being October 9th on Hart Street for the GSH Pumpkin Pride Walk Run.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Next is Latino Festival on the Riverwalk, August 26th. Chris Roberts.
Chris Roberts, Wabash Valley Progressives. Come before you this evening seeking approval for the first annual Festival Latino, be held Saturday, August 26th on the Riverwalk. The event will feature live music by Ben Bay, a salsa band from Indianapolis. There will also be several food vendors, games for the kids, and salsa dance lessons for people like me who are somewhat challenged. The event will begin around 6 p.m. and wrap up around 10. I'd also like to reserve the pavilion as a contingency plan in the case of inclement weather.
Okay.
This event will be open to the public, and we encourage everyone to bring their families out and have a great time.
So Paula, the pavilion's open during that period of time as well. Okay. So I make a motion to approve the use of the Riverwalk on Saturday, August 26th from approximately 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. with a backup use of the pavilion in case of inclement weather.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good luck with all that, Chris. Yeah. Thanks.
Next is Muscular Dystrophy Bucket Brigade, Casey's.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jenny Webb, and I'm representing Casey's General Store. Casey's is the corporation, does four fundraisers here. And right now, we're in the middle of raising money for Muscular Dystrophy. We'd like to have Bucket Brigade on the corner of 15th and Hart on the 19th and 26th, weather permitting.
And you guys have done this before, so you know the drill. Chief, you have any issues or problems with that intersection?
We have our own best.
Right. Okay. So I'll make a motion for the approval of the Casey Bucket Brigade for Muscular Dystrophy on Saturday, August 19th and Saturday, August 26th, both dates from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next is MetroNet Shriners Bucket. Bonnie. Insurance.
Hello. I'm Bonnie with MetroNet, and I'm here to request two intersections on September 21st, 15th and Hart, and then St. Clair and Washington. And we are partnering this year, our annual Customer Appreciation Day. We have an American Red Cross blood drive that day.
Okay.
And then we're also partnering with the Knox County Shriners Club for a fundraising event for them, and they'd like to be on two intersections.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. until 4.
Oh, it says 1 until 4, but you want 10 a.m. to 4. You got that, Paula? That's all right.
1 a.m.
to 9. Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't even paying attention to that. We're just looking at what's in front of us.
Drop the zero.
And Chief, you're okay with that, too, the 7th and St. Clair? And okay. All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the use of the 15th and Hart and 7th and St. Clair intersections from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. For the MetroNet Shriner Bucket Brigade.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Right. Thanks, Bonnie.
Next is upgrade of phone service.
Hello. I think you have a copy of the contract in your packets, and this is part of bringing our building up to ADA. This is kind of all in that funding mechanism as far as upgrading these phones. This initial contract will put a PRI line into the police department. Police department already has the newer phone system, but this will allow us to eventually connect all the departments via intercom, basically.
Okay.
Instead of now, when people call here and they need the street department, we have to give them the street department's number. We can't transfer them.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, and this will eventually save us money as well. It's a lot cheaper to do this PRI as opposed to each individual line.
Okay.
So that is the extent of my phone knowledge I have learned.
Well, while doing all just this. Learned. It's a MetroNet thing, right? It's like, we should have made her stick around. So the cost of this is $545.40?
Yeah, and that will be the monthly charge. So
that's the monthly charge.
Yeah, what that'll do right now for each individual phone line that we have in the city, It's $26.95, I think, plus whatever taxes and fees. This PRI line will eliminate some of those. So, it, like I said, in the long run, it will be less expensive. This money will actually just come out of each department's phone budget as it's already in the budget.
Okay. And so we have an allowance for that within each department to accommodate.
In the long run, it's going to save them.
Save money in the long run.
Eventually, it'll take it a while until we get them all up and running. But, eventually there will be a savings as we get them all on board.
So do we need to mention the specific amount in the motion or not?
The only reason here is because it's a contract.
Yeah, it's an agreement to change the current contract that we have with Metronet.
So we'll just make a motion to approve the contract. Okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the contract between the City of Vincennes and Metronet for an upgrade as described by the Chief of Staff.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Old Gimbel Corner Brick Wall Bid Opening.
All right. They usually let me open those up, and then you have to. you can't buck the roll here, you know. You I open, you look, and you pass it on Steve.
Okay, Shrockinson LLC. $82,000 is the bid.
How much?
$82,000.
That's for a new brick wall with a footer and expansion joints at four stories.
For four stories. Okay.
And he could comply with the deadline. His deadline in that bid is for January 1st. So we'll have to take that into account when we take bids under advice and advisement.
Okay.
Okay, the second bid we have is from Hendrickson Concrete and Construction. Looks like there's three separate bids. The first bid is a new brick wall, and it's $187. The second bid is EIFS, and it's $155. And then the third bid is to clean and repair, and it is $65,000.
Significant difference.
Let's make a motion, take them under advisement.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to take the bids under advisement with the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
Next is Firefighters Merit System, Justin Lowe. I don't think we have anything in this packet.
Okay.
Justin Lowe, President of Vincennes Firefighters. Michael Kapp, Vice President, Vincennes. The Vincennes Firefighters, Local 664, has, by official majority vote on file with the clerk's office, has agreed to the initiation of the establishment of a merit system. We believe that a merit system would ensure the manner of hiring and promoting of personnel for the department that would emphasize an individual's ability, education, experience, and job performance rather than an individual's political affiliations. And we further believe that the community would be better served if personnel of the department were administered by commission rather than administered by a commission established as part of a merit system. The merit commission and system falls under the same IC code that the police department are currently using. So I am sure that you are already familiar with the details of how it works and the roles you still play in the inner workings of this system, but we would still be happy to answer any questions you have, and if we don't have those answers, we'll find them. We do ask for your support as we go before the council tonight and ask for an ordinance initiating this process. We want your support, and by signing a document that we have here, which is not a legal binding document, it just simply gives us your support. And it'll go a long way, not only with the firefighters, but will greatly assist us in moving forward this process.
the city attorney seen this? Have you seen? I'm not against the. I'm not opposed to a merit system, but.
No, I'm not either. I just, yeah.
I need to read this before we sign it. So.
You have any question? I mean, do we have your support? I mean, can we go to the council and say that we have the support?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, I would agree with the mayor that the intent of this, you know, seems appropriate to us, and unless Mr. Blinn disagrees.
No, I'm in agreement with that.
But we just want to make sure we're, you know, getting proper advice from the city attorney, and then, yeah, we would certainly encourage you to move forward with your meeting with the council tonight. But this is the first time we've seen this, so.
Right, yeah, I'm sure we probably could have handed it to you beforehand.
Okay.
Heads up on it, so.
All right, so I guess our motion will be to take this under advisement with the city attorney. Okay. So I'll make that motion.
Do you have any questions regarding the merit system with us or anyways?
I mean, you have the document itself, I mean, the proposed ordinance, or?
We do have a model merit that is in the IC code that we do want to follow, which is very similar to what the police department already run.
Okay.
It'll be, and you guys already are.
So the council tonight, when they, I mean, they're probably going to refer this to public safety, would be my guess, is what the council will do, so.
It'll come back to us.
There'll be ample time for us to review that and.
But does it come back to us?
Will it come back to us, or if it goes into?
Once the ordinance is set up, then that process could be added and go from there.
As far as we understand.
Because that's really not a, I mean, I know that the mayor signs contracts and those kind of things, but this isn't a contract. This is actually an ordinance, so.
Basically, just us asking you to give us your support and go to the council.
Right.
Back in the mayor.
Right, right.
So there's nothing legally binding in there.
Right.
Right.
It's really more of a, declaration of intent.
Justin said we took a majority vote that was all in favor of everything filed down.
Right.
Okay. As far as this, I mean, there's nothing legally binding.
Right.
This is just us pointing you to support us.
So you see any problem in passing this? Dave, do you see any problem with this?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the, what do we want to call this?
Proposed.
Letter of support. Letter of support. So moved. So moved.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, good luck with that, gentlemen.
Next is Indiana Homeland Security Foundation grant contract. And
you're going to ask something now after we do?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the Board of Works, excuse me while I go to my phone here to get this information, but we just received information today regarding the grant that it originally we were going to be awarded $4,000 for the grant. It has been changed. The final budget of $1,997.11. So I ask that we table this until we can get a new final copy from the state that says exactly what the number is going to be. This is just what they told us.
What grant are you talking about, Sinium?
It's a community foundation grant. It's one we apply for every year. It's a non-matching grant.
This doesn't have anything to do with what we just did. Okay, sir. Okay.
No.
Okay.
The Homeland Security grant, right?
Yes.
Oh, this is the home. I see. Okay.
Yes.
Sure. So you're trying to table this
I
action.
I just asked that it be tabled, yes.
No, I'll make a motion that we table as recommended by the chief.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
And real quick, when they get their final, you only have like 10 days to.
That is correct.
Yeah, so if you need us to
get that finalized here in the next.
I will need, we will need your signature.
We'll have to have a special meeting, so let us know.
Agree, as long as you're good with it, agree to sign them. That way we don't have to come back and meet again just to sign
right.
this. How about that? If the agreement, if the contract's good with the fire department, because it's not costing us a dime.
It is not costing
and
us
And
you
only get 10 days
and,
to.
It's the same grant that we applied for and got last year.
But we know that it'll be for a lesser amount.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I'm amending my motion to state that we will accept the reduced bid pending review by the fire chief for the Homeland Security.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Sonny.
Nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Your turn. And I think there's a public hearing at 5:30 on the facade.